The United States is stepping up its criticism of Russia's intervention in Georgia. President Bush accused Moscow today of bullying and intimidation. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. She was there for Georgia's signing of a ceasefire agreement. She stressed the Russian withdrawal must begin now.
Georgia has been attacked. Russian forces need to leave Georgia at once. The world needs to help Georgia maintain its sovereignty, its territorial integrity, and its independence. This is no longer 1968 and the invasion of Czechoslovakia, when a great power invaded a small neighbor and overthrew its government. The free world will now have to wrestle with the profound implications of this Russian attack on its neighbor for security in the region and beyond.
Condoleezza Rice speaking in Tbilisi earlier today. The BBC's Natalia Antalava is in Tbilisi. Natalia, does this look like a deal that is settled? Is this peace?
No, it doesn't. And interestingly enough, the President Saakashvili and Condoleezza Rice came out and said that they have signed a ceasefire, that President Saakashvili signed the ceasefire agreement. But really, the rhetoric that was used that came from both President Saakashvili and the Secretary of State was very, very far from peaceful. From the President Saakashvili's side, it was... We heard statements that said that this is occupation of Georgia by Russia. The same tanks, he said, that rolled into Afghanistan and Eastern Europe have now moved into Georgia, and this is their first stop. He also expressed anger. He said he blamed the West for not granting Georgia NATO membership, which he says could have prevented this war. And from Secretary of State, also rather harsh words, similar along the lines of what we've heard from President Bush and Secretary of Defense over the last couple of days, saying that what happened was an attack on Georgia, that Russian troops must withdraw immediately.
Okay, and Natalia, what does it look like there on the ground? I mean, there are reports that Russian forces have taken control of even more territory in Georgia, closer to Tbilisi. What is the latest?
That's right. I've just been speaking to a colleague of mine, a Western journalist, who is just about 20 miles outside of Tbilisi, and he says that several Russian military vehicles have come in into the town of Kaspi, just outside the capital, and are setting up a checkpoint there. And that is happening as Condoleezza Rice and President Saakashvili are talking about the immediate withdrawal of the Russian troops from the Georgian territory. So definitely the diplomatic effort does not match the reality on the ground. We also know that Russian troops have moved in at least three cities in western Georgia. One of them is Poti, which is on the Black Sea. Russians are now in control of Georgia's main seaport. They're also in towns of Zugdidi and Senaki. The Russians are saying that this is part of their peacekeeping operation. Obviously, Georgia sees this as occupation.
The BBC's Natalia Antalava in Tbilisi.